This lesson from Chapter 7 is called Sensing the Unknown. Illustrations in the book can help you if you get confused. Lie on your back. Can you remember the exercise of raising the hip you did in Chapter 4? If you have not tried the lesson in Chapter 4, you may want to go back and try it first. Slowly draw your right leg up so that your foot is standing and begin to raise and lower your right hip. Take a few moments to remember the feeling. Switch legs and try the same thing with your left hip. See if you can just experience yourself without any agenda, raising and lowering the hip several times. Let it go and take a rest. If you've straightened your legs, bend your left leg and put it standing. If both knees are bent, then please lengthen your right leg. Now, extend your right arm diagonally above your head on the floor. Begin a reaching motion with your right arm. It's as if you were lying on the beach and you were lazily reaching for some suntan lotion up there. You know it's there somewhere, but you're too lazy to look. Just reach and release several times. Notice where your thoughts are going. Do you want to know what happens next? Are you impatient and want to get to the end already? Or are you able to just experience this moment? So it appears that this suntan lotion is eluding your grasp. So turn your head and look up towards that reaching hand. Each time you reach, turn your head and look up. Each time you release, return your head to the center. Does including your head looking toward your goal affect your torso in any way? Do you feel anything in your sternum, in your collarbones? Notice how just by adding your eyes looking to the goal, everything has changed about the quality of the reach. And you're not even reaching for a real bottle. Rest a moment. Now resume the same position, left knee bent, right arm extended. As you reach, turn and look, and adding the movement that you did earlier of raising the left hip off the floor. How does that affect your reach? Keep pushing with the hip. Just keep going, keep pushing. Push the hip further and further and further. Where does it take you? Do you end up in a different orientation? Are you still on your back? You may be poised on your side. You may still be pushing with your hip on your back. Or you may have suddenly rolled over onto your stomach. Now let go of these movements and take a rest. As you are resting, just notice how you are feeling. Notice any emotions that may have arisen from reaching, from pushing, from trying to figure out what was next, where to go. If you feel like it, you can replay this lesson and try the entire thing on the other side. See if it takes you to exactly the same place, or you discover new territory.